Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also enjoy all things spooky. So, Danae, what did you do this week for self-care? Because that's another thing we like to do.
We love self-care for yourself. Hashtag, that's ours.
Self-care. You can use it, yourself. but credit.
Also, add us on Instagram.
On Instagram. We'll get to that later.
This week, I made two soups because it's the beginning of fall.
So, obviously,
it was soup time, and I was sick, so, like, what better time to make soup than when you're sick? So, I made one that was, like, a vegetable soup that one of my friends gave me, like, a massive zucchini from her garden, so I just kind of, like, found a whole bunch of vegetables in my fridge and was like,
I love zucchini.
We're making a soup. So I made a soup that
way. Was that the one we had the other night? I think.
That was a different one. I've been on my soup roll now. Now that it's begun with the initial soups. But that was a different one. It was similar, not the same.
It was really good. So
thank y'all.
Either way.
Thank y'all
so much.
I'm really good at soups. So like if you need recipes, hit me up.
Actually, I do. So
okay. Well, and the thing about soup that I love, because I'm not a baker, like if you're really good at like making cookies and stuff, like that means you're like super type A, like that's what that tells me about you,
because you have to follow a recipe
to fucking measure it, and like you can't be like, what if I did this, because it'll fuck everything
I measure
up.
A little bit here and there, like when it's like a really spicy thing, because I'm like, I don't want to die.
Oh, I
but
never
most
do.
The time it's just a pinch here, a pinch there.
Okay, yeah,
I had way too much garlic,
but soup
though.
Is like you just, you know, go where your heart tells you and like add whatever the fuck you want, and then like try it and be like, needs more whatever the fuck, and like put that in, and then you make a masterpiece.
And
I mean,
welcome,
the only
everybody
downside
else.
Is that you can't recreate it exactly,
but it's a choose your own adventure,
but you know what,
kind of thing.
I don't care,
and you chose your own adventure. Congratulations.
YOLO. Sorry.
Such
YOLO. Okay, what did you do for self-care?
I finally finished You. Okay, I like the show You, but season 3, I couldn't get into it, and I just finished it. And all I want to say is that it's not fucking Angler. It is not Angler. That's a fucking fisherman thing.
It's Angler.
It's Angler. So if you go up to me and say, oh...
Well, now you just told
Angler.
People your last name.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's my Instagram name anyway, so...
I mean, it wouldn't be hard to track us down.
It's not fucking Angler. It's Ingler. But it was good.
So that was your takeaway?
That was... I'll be honest with you. I started watching it, and then I stopped watching it, because that was... No, that's not the reason. It just wasn't catching me. But
okay,
I'm gonna pretend like that's the reason.
Okay.
But
it's dramatic.
It was really good. Like, I just had to get past, like, my mental... I don't know what my issue is. Like, all the You, have you noticed I don't watch it right away? But I'm, like, stoked when it comes out, and then
I like, binge it.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. Probably
okay, so what did you think
imbalance.
Of her... Like, spoiler alert, because it's been out for, like, 6 months if you haven't watched it. Like,
don't be like me, be better.
But how did you feel about the end? I was like, what?
I think...
She's so crazy. Like,
I'm
we knew she's crazy, but, like, damn...
And he cuts off his toes. I'm sorry. I'm like,
I don't like toe things.
Yeah, I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay.
I think they should have just ended the show there. Because I don't know where they're going to go with season 4. And I know like that chick leaves or whatever and he's like looking for her. But I'm just like.
But now he has a child.
But then
and
there's
it's like.
All this. Well, he gets rid of the kid too. Remember? He like leaves
he?
At that. Yeah, he leaves. It's
Did
been
he
a while
a
for
child?
Danae. No. He leaves at that. Oh. His babysitter's house. And they like are stoked because they wanted a kid anyway.
Oh, I
so
do.
So at the end,
that.
You see them like okay. being good parents. And
this
I'm
has
like.
It's been like 6 months.
Yeah. Because
like,
don't be like Kim, be better.
When was this even? It might have been longer, I feel like.
I think it was like.
I think it was like last winter.
I think it was 2001. I think.
2021. was when we were 2021. 11,
that's
listening
fun.
To Spice Girls.
They took a really long time to get season 3 out. Anyways, but yeah, it was good. It took a while for me to get in, and I really think they should have ended the show because they did a spoiler for season 4, and I'm just stoked about it. Not a spoiler per se, but
they alluded to it, right?
Yeah, and I'm just like, there's too many new characters, like.
How deep can this get without them getting caught?
Yeah, it's
like,
just...
y'all are on fucking camera taking garbage bags out of your, like, restaurant of people you've murdered. Like, yeah. No one's catching on to this?
It just... I don't know. And it was... It was... I just don't know where they're going to go with season 4. Like, season 3 is very good, and they should have just ended on that note. I just don't know what they're going to do with season 4, so...
Right.
I mean, we'll see. So that was my takeaway, but I finally finished it in, like, 12 hours. It's fine. Literally, I sat there and was like...
I mean, what do you do when you have the whole house to yourself and your husband/boyfriend isn't there to be like... I don't like watching this. You watch the thing that
they
don't want to watch.
That's exactly what I was doing. Exactly. Yeah, so why not?
Self-care for yourself.
Self-care for yourself. And that's what I did.
So, I love it.
Yeah.
So, what are you telling me about today?
Well, this is like my last episode before Halloween, so I wanted to make it kind of extra creepy, you know?
Cause super creepy.
Spooky season / my birthday. Yeah.
Kim's a Halloween baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna be really extra about it. Get ready. And we're also gonna do probably like an episode for Halloween too. So I'm gonna also be extra in there. So I kind of was like I have a lot of stories I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like I have a list, a running list, but I wanted to do a really good one. And you know, my coworker Amanda, I was like, can I say your name? And she's like, yeah, there's a lot of Amandas around the world. I was like, okay, cool. So I love her. And she had this book called Inhumanoids at her desk. And she was like, and it just like is good cryptids and like creepy stories stuff. And she was like reading it. And I was kind of like asking, you know, around like, what should I do? And she was telling me about the story called The Phantom Clowns. And another, so my sources are Inhumanoids and then Mysterious America, Lauren Coleman. And it was kind of like who they were talking about that helped them. So I just wanted to use the source I use, you know.
The source of the source.
Sourception, if you will.
Sourception. I like it.
So it's called The Phantom Clowns. And it's, yeah. I know how much we love clowns. So, quick question for you. When you think about, like, a creeper, you know, somebody's like, oh, the creeper. Like, what do you picture?
Like, immediately I think of someone in a trench coat.
Okay.
And maybe he's got greasy hair.
Is he driving
For sure, shifty eyes. Definitely driving a van.
Okay.
With tinted windows or no windows. That always creeps me out when there's, like,
tinted
a van.
Tinted windows don't mean nothing. They know who's inside.
When there's no windows, it creeps me out, though. like a work van.
Yeah.
You know?
And, okay, so this story kind of starts, like, that whole cliche of, like, the creeper.
Ew.
So.
Is there ice cream involved? Or candy?
Yes, but no. okay. There's lies.
Fucking lying liars.
I know. It's so annoying. So this started in 1981 in Boston at the end of April. And it's kind of Boston, but there were like a few areas of Massachusetts. You know how it is.
Whatever.
Like,
yeah.
But Boston was like, I think the one that everyone knows. And I love that it was in 1981 because one of the most important people who does not listen to our podcast was born in 1981. So I was like, my sister.
Oh.
She's like, I love you. I'm not into true crime. And I'm like, okay, love you. But like,
you should tell her this is a Jesus podcast.
I don't think it would go well. Because she'd be like, girls, let's listen. And then one of my nieces would be like, yeah. The other one would be like, I'm not sleeping ever again.
Okay.
I think my nephew will, I don't know. I don't know if he'll be like, oh, this is fun.
He won't care. He's too young.
So the first incident happened in the end of April, just like someone kind of seeing like a clown creeping on children. And just children.
You know that. No, I don't like it.
I hate
that,
it,
like,
too.
Gives me, like, the like shivers up my spine. I'm like, gross.
Yeah, you're like, wow, that's so scary.
And
you.
It's, like, such a, like, trope of, like, a kid thing that's like supposed to be childish, but it's creepy, like, you know?
Yeah, because at this point in 1981, like, you know, like Gacy, because everyone's like, oh, clown's Gacy, and it's like, yo, Gacy wasn't like found until like he was found around that area. So it kind of, they didn't say this, and this is kind of my assumption. Like, I feel like this kind of had something to do with maybe like Gacy's creepiness, but like a lot of people tried to also blame this on it, and it didn't come out until like 1986. So it's like,
well, it's like not even, I mean, it's like a clown figure, but he's like a weird alien or something, right? Like,
yeah,
he's like a true like monster, like he's not even a real clown.
I mean, and he's creepy to everyone.
Yeah.
So the fear of clowns is called chorophobia, and that's just the fear of clowns. Yeah. And I don't know if this is weird, I don't really have that.
I don't have that, but I know that Johnny Depp does.
Well, that's all that so matters.
Fun fact, because I was obsessed with Johnny Depp. Potentially still am.
But I think some people play it up. Like, some people will just, like,
some people, like, and I'm like, oh, my get God. It. Yeah, they, yeah, like, do I it for, like, attention.
Yeah, I think it's,
I don't know. I think it's creepy in the right setting.
For sure. Like, every time I go to a haunted house, which I don't really go to haunted houses anymore. Like, I only go to, like, actually haunted houses, not the fake ones, because it's, like, $40. And I was, like,
well, I don't want to wait in lines.
No, I don't.
I hate waiting.
Like, it was great when I was 19, but, yeah, like, now I'm, like, okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so this happened, sorry, slide note, this happened, like, the end of April was the first incident, and then May, shit got real.
Shit got real.
So, some random dude was just messing with kids and was just an obvious pedophile.
Okay, yeah, that was, like, my next thought, is, like, ew.
Yeah.
What a pedophile.
Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
From the, oh my God, I hate this. From the waist up, clown. From the waist down, absolutely nothing.
Sorry.
Like,
gross.
But, like, do you not see that, like, in media now? Like, this started that, like, creepy guy. And,
wait,
like,
I didn't know the other clowns were, like, naked. I thought
but this is
just
a pedophile, so, well, yeah, you know.
Cause he wants people to, like, look at his ding-dong and, like. Yeah.
Well, not people. Children.
Well, yeah.
Ew. Like.
Oh, my God. Sir, like, just put children. It away. Like, in what world is it, like, a good idea? You know, like, how does that cross your mind? You're like, you know what I should do? Just be a clown.
Well, do you want to hear something extra fucked up? Kids say crazy shit all the time.
Right.
Kids gonna tell you a clown
kids
drove
say
by.
The darndest things.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, okay, honey, time to go to bed. Like,
if my kids said they saw a clown's ding dong, I would be like, goodbye. Tell
me
where. I
would believe them too, but you know what I mean. Like,
well,
the
also the
of,
80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, shut up and make your own dinner.
Also, I'm working all night. See you never.
See like, you never.
Latchkey kids. Like, I would trust my kids, but you know, like, in the 80s, people are like, oh, children, they're so crazy.
Sure.
So he would drive a black van. Obviously a fucking van.
It's always a van, dude.
From 4 to 6 p.m. When's that? When kids are
he said, like,
school.
Hobbies. Like, that was his. He's like, well, I'm about done with work.
He's
better
like,
start
go
being a pedophile.
Gotta go show my ding.
Yeah.
My ding. My dick. To kiddos. Like, so, so fucking gross. Disgusting. And, like, a lot of kids, like, it's sad because, like, a lot of kids don't know what's happening right then and there.
Right.
They know it's wrong because, like, you get that, like, I think it's kind of, like, an instinctual thing.
I think so, too. But mm-hmm. they don't understand why.
Exactly. So, but I think a lot of kids will carry that with them for, like, the rest of their lives. So, it's just, like, it's so extra fucked up.
Yeah.
So, he would offer them candy.
Of course he would.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, this is the textbook shit we joke about, but, like, where the fuck is the puppies?
So, this is, like, the original, like, where the urban legend almost sort of thing came yeah. from of, like, the creepy clown
but
guy.
How upsetting
in the
is
van.
It that it's not really an urban legend? That's what's
well,
creepy.
Yeah, because they always yeah. start from somewhere. Like,
yeah,
they,
exactly.
It's not just, like, made up out of thin air.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the good urban legends definitely come from
yeah.
somewhere. But yeah, again, candy, no fucking puppies. Like, I would have been out as a kid.
Yeah.
So a lot of what was really good is there were quite a few reports of it, so the school actually took this really serious.
Good.
Which is amazing.
Love
and
that.
You know, because like little kids would say something, which is super great too, because I think a lot of kids, like, you know how, like, I feel like a lot of kids would see someone's dick and then, like, hide it because they're embarrassed and they don't
sure.
want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So I think it's super great that the kids, like, at that time were just like,
That's weird.
Yeah, let me say something.
Good for them.
So they were just kind of like telling kids, like, and this is where they started teaching kids more stranger danger, mm-hmm. which I think, and I don't know. I mean, like, we were born in, like, well, I was born in the, like, 80s. It's fine. I was born 2 months in the 80s. Yeah. But, well, I like to say that because we were, like, technically 90s. I was like, no, it was still 80s. Like, yeah. It was 89. But, yeah. like, I don't say I was raised in the 80s. Yeah. But we were raised in the 90s, and I feel like people were really good about teaching a stranger danger. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom said, what if a stranger talks to you? I was like, I'd punch him. Like, that was me at, like, 3, which I think is hilarious because, no. Anyways, but, yeah, it was kind of more like parents were like, well, maybe we should be better about teaching stranger danger, which it's upsetting that you need to, but it's so important that you mm-hmm. teach that to kids that, like, I think it's great. Like, I'll see kids in a grocery store and the parent will talk to me and I'll talk to them and I'll, like, say hi to their kid. And, like, the kid doesn't say hi back and they're like, say hi back. And I always think, I'm like, it's really good your kid isn't saying hi to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never insulted because I think it's really good that your kid is, like, shy and, like, not friendly. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, remember, like, when we were in the back of your, like, back area? Oh, yeah,
and my neighbor kid was just like, can I come into your house? I was like, so please
cute.
Don't.
She was so cute, but gosh, she was so friendly, and it really scared me. She was so
trusting. I was like, yeah. Where are your parents?
And she was so cute, and, like, the parents were really lucky. It was, like, us, because, like, we were just like, oh, okay, cool. Like,
yeah, like, good thing we're not a clown
yeah,
pedophile.
Yeah, exactly, but, like, the parents didn't check on her, and that's just something that, like, worried me. So, yeah, like, you were saying earlier, like, in 2016... You know, there was, like, the clown epidemic, and there was, like, a lot of different reasons they gave for why that was an issue, but it just, like, and they were, like, to everyone.
Well, and I think people were just, like, pranking, you know, like, it seemed like a prank, like, a, not even well planned out, but, like, people were like, wouldn't it be funny if we did this, and, like, because they didn't really do anything.
No, they just were, like, just I think they pretend to attack people.
Yeah.
So, for funsies, I was just, like, looking at YouTube, and I was like, I wonder if, because now we have phones and stuff, so a lot of stuff you can kind of, you know, corroborate with pictures and everything.
Yeah.
So, for fun, I was looking at YouTube, and I was like, I wonder if there's any creepy clown encounters, and there was thousands and thousands I'm sure. and thousands. And I'm like, I mean, like, at least half of those are stage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel very fortunate in 2016 I did not run into any clowns. But again, it's weirdly common now because I feel like it just every so often, like Halloween or not, people like are like, I saw a clown like hanging out in the woods. I'm like, oh, ew. Okay, no, thank you. But anyways, so nowadays we don't really have people that are being clowns, honestly. You know, like,
well, like for birthday parties and shit, like, I feel like that's such a weird thing. Like, does anyone even do that anymore?
When I was at Children's Hospital, mind you, this was 16 years ago. There was this company called the Shriners, and it was like these old guys that were kind of, it wasn't creepy. It was like old guys that were slightly dressed up as clowns.
Okay.
But they were like visiting kids, and I felt really bad because so many parents were like, I don't want you around my kids. And they weren't creepy. But it kind of made me sad, and I was like, I'll have them in my room. And they were so stoked, and they were like, I can juggle. But it was, like, old. It was cute. Well, it was at 16. I was like, I'll be polite. And they were, like, really sweet, and they, like, gave me a coloring book. And I'm like, I don't have any use for this, but thank you so much. But, like, that's the only time I've seen it.
Yeah, but never.
It was at, like, a children's hospital. It was when I was getting
I don't think I've ever
surgery.
Seen, like, a clown in real life.
No, I don't think so either. Other than that.
Well, maybe, like, the circus, but even then.
I don't think it's a thing
anymore.
I don't
really remember. Yeah.
I don't, like, it's like ventriloquism. It's dying. It's fine with me.
That's fine.
Not gonna lie. I'm like, you
let
know
it
what?
Die.
There's not ventrilo. I think it's impressive that people can do it, but I don't want to see
really?
It.
Really? I find it embarrassing.
Wait, you haven't come to my open mic night with my puppet Poppy?
Oh, God. Oh, although Slappy from Goosebumps was very scary.
Oh, my God. Nightmares.
Yeah.
Nightmares. But, yeah, like I was saying, we don't really have clowns, but it did hurt, like, the really honest, like, hardworking clowns that, like, actually... That were, like,
sorry,
actually,
what?
Like, invited to birthday parties, because in the 80s it was still a thing. It was very much a thing
sure.
in the 80s.
Yeah.
You've seen Air Bud. And what? No molesters were caught, which is such a super bummer.
Wait, no molesters were caught?
They didn't
from
catch
what?
Any in Boston.
Oh.
So, like, no one was caught doing this, but there was, like, reports.
Oh, so they didn't actually, like, bring anyone in. They were just like, there's some clowns, and kids keep saying it, so just don't talk to the clowns.
Yeah, so they did that, and they just couldn't find anyone. And then in true fashion, because the police were probably kind of embarrassed or, like, upset they couldn't find it, they just were like, well, it's kids 5 to 7, so it's unreliable.
They're liars!
Yeah, so they put out a report that said, exactly, police discount reports of clowns bothering kids. And that was the end of that in Boston.
And then they just never saw clowns again?
Yeah, and that's the end of it.
Okay.
Just kidding.
No, it's not. I was like, well, that's a weird ending.
You're like, okay, that was a really bad story. Abrupt. How about you go back to, like, what you were doing? So 50 miles away in Rhode Island, there were similar reports being made. And keep in mind, too, like, social media wasn't a thing.
Well, yeah.
So, like, nowadays, like, if there was a clown report and, like, one person talked about it, you know, like, all the other people on TikTok would be like, I saw a clown, it's crazy.
Yeah, people can, like, fake it.
Yeah, but, like, think about it in Rhode Island, like, it wasn't common. And the reports were being made again. So, you know, and I feel like that's a little bit more reliable because it's, like, not something that was really in the news. They were just, like, keep your kids safe. Like,
well, and, like, if someone, like, say there was one guy doing this, and now they're starting to, it's starting to, like, kind of get some attention. Like, now everyone's going to be kind of, like, hyper-vigilant and, like, looking out for clowns.
Yeah.
So you kind of can't really, like, be a creep-ass clown in that same area anymore. You got to, like, go somewhere different where they don't even know about it.
But the guy was smart enough. He never, like, adults never, ever saw him. Like, it was
he knew. It was, like, so right after
knew,
school.
Yeah,
like,
he knew 100% what he was doing. Gross. So there were similar reports in Rhode Island and, this started happening. So there were similar reports in Rhode Island, and then it started happening in Kansas City
May
22nd at 8:30 a.m. And that's 1,000 miles away.
Yeah.
So like I said, no social media, 1,000 miles away.
Is this like a trucker? Like, who is this guy?
Or is it multiple people?
Right.
So it's like, and this, again, wasn't widely reported.
And like, why? Like, of all things, you know, like, are you, like, inspired by it? You're like, I'm a pedo. Like, I should also be a clown that shows my ding-dong.
Let's do pedo things. Right? Yeah, like what the fuck? It was so weird.
That's interesting.
So this, so they were doing it May 22nd at 8:30 a.m., you know, because that's when kids are going to school.
As they're, like, going to school.
Yeah, so this clown came up to some schoolgirls, asked them to get in a car, and they ran away screaming.
Good job, girls.
He had a knife. So he was threatening kids with a fucking knife.
Ew, no, sir.
And
good for them for running.
I'm so, yeah, I said in parentheses.
I would have froze. So proud of them. I would have been like, and like just stood there.
I mean, it's always like, when your adrenaline's pumping, you don't know if you're going to be fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah.
I freeze. I found out that's like a thing that happens.
Yeah.
So they saw him, and the mom saw the yellow van, but she didn't see the clown in the van. She saw the van, and she saw the girls running away, but she didn't see the person in it, which leads me to believe probably tinted windows.
Or he was like, whoop, and like laid back down, you know?
That could be it. I mean, like, tinted windows don't mean nothing. They know who's inside.
What?
It's Run DMC song.
Oh. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Kim, you're so, I'll like say that with Killers lyrics. I'll be like, I'm doing just fine. And then I'm like, I gotta be down because I want it all. And people are like, what the fuck is she talking about? And then I'll like start it out with a kiss. And then people are like, okay, all right, we know exactly what you're doing. But yeah, this was 1,000 miles away from like Boston. But that same day, there were 12 other reports by noon. And it was the same exact thing, like, get in the fucking car.
Ew.
Like, scary man.
Dude, that's so scary.
Oh, bye. Children.
Like, young
You're
kids.
So scary.
That's so scary.
Why are you going?
It's like that, what was that movie we watched?
Oh, I'll get there. Don't you worry.
Oh. Wait, what was it called again, though?
Black Phone.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
If you haven't seen the Black Phone, see it.
It's so good. It's really good.
It's really good.
It's a good, like, paranormal, but also, like, real life scary twist.
We also liked it because it took place in Denver, and that never happens for us.
Yeah.
Let us have this.
Let us have Denver.
We just want it.
The scene that was set.
I also thought it was cool that they had, like, the Rocky Mountain News, because they haven't had that since, like, the 90s, so I was like, oh, shit.
I wouldn't know.
Well, now you know. Knowing is half the battle. Am I a nerd that I was like, oh, that's interesting. They haven't had that paper publication in a while.
I didn't even notice that.
I just made myself sound like 100 by saying that.
I didn't notice that, but good job for being
an observer. But they make a lot of, like, references, like, okay, anyways, we'll get into that. Don't talk to me about Black Phone. Love that movie.
Not derailing you.
Oh, it's going to get.
Okay. We're going to go there.
Pretend you didn't hear any of that. So the calls didn't stop until 5. So it's just kind of.
So he's like all day just like being a mega creep.
Do you have a fucking job, you goddamn creep?
He's probably a magician.
With 2 houses. Okay, we're done. We'll get into that one too. So yeah, it just like by noon there was 12 calls and they just didn't stop until 5, and I'm really happy parents were trusting their kids enough to call the police.
This was still in Kansas, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was like a yellow van, which is crazy. They didn't find the yellow van or the guy, which you would think like a yellow van would be easy.
Would like stick out.
Yeah. Because, like, yellow van, I mean, you, like, probably are thinking of a school bus.
But you don't even really see a lot of yellow cars, I feel
No,
like,
you really don't.
Unless it's, like, a taxi.
So I was like, obviously this guy knew what he was doing, or he knew, like, when to hide or where to put his car. Because, like, they had calls coming until 5, yeah. And, like, he didn't get caught. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you scare kids and hide your yellow van? The world may never know. So that was happening in Kansas City, Missouri, but on the other side of Kansas City, like actually Kansas, the kid said they were followed home and he threatened them again with a knife to get into his car. And some kids said it was a sword too.
Oh,
so like some kids were like,
it was a really big knife.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it was like a machete or something. Cause like a kid didn't know the difference between like a machete or a knife. And I'm just like, okay, this is kind of funny. Like, no kids, like, were scared by him. Like, obviously they were scared, but, like, no kids still got in, like, the car.
Like, they weren't scared enough to be like, okay. They were like, anyways, bye.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, you're just creepy looking. You're not scary to kids, so yikes. So he was just threatening them, and then it got to the point where parents were keeping their kids away from school, which... I totally think I would probably do that. Like, if this was happening, like, like parents
better
are just...
Better to be safe than sorry, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I just think it's creepy, you know, because you've heard about this... Have you ever heard of the Zodiac Killer? New guy. But he was threatening to, like, shoot kids getting off the bus, and I know parents were also keeping their kids home, too, which they're like,
should.
That's weird. I'm like, is it? Because I don't think it's weird at all.
I'm not trying to take any chances with my, like, children.
So parents were just, like, getting these reports and keeping their kids home from school. And I just really, again, want to praise the parents for actually trusting their children.
Yeah.
Because I feel like kids, people are like, oh, those ones, they don't know what they're doing. And then there was a little bit of a break, but not too good of a break. A 6th grade girl mentioned she saw a guy standing near the fence.
But that gives me, like, makes me shudder. Like, I don't like it.
And she got, like, a weird feeling, and I'm like, that girl should forever trust her gut, because like, thank God she got a weird feeling.
Was it at the school? Like, was he lingering at the school?
I'm gonna make the assumption that it was okay. But kids started running away to a fence, and he ran away to a yellow van when kids kind of like got close to approaching him. So I'm assuming it was school, like kids were like running.
Okay,
you know,
gotcha.
He was like,
yeah.
Oh, too many kids. And they got a description of the guy, and, oh, check out this fucking outfit.
Oh, God.
He will not be walking.
Is there a trench coat?
No, shockingly enough. I know.
I didn't guess right. Okay.
You know what, Danae? I'm really upset with you guessing a trench coat. That is so...
That is so typical.
That is so like you. So it was an all-black shirt.
Okay.
With a devil on it.
Relax.
Yeah, this outfit gets so much cuter.
Oh, does it?
And he was wearing black pants with candy canes on them.
What? So he's wearing pajamas.
Just candy cane stripes.
He's wearing some fucking Walmart pajamas.
What outfit? I'm sorry. Like, I know the guy's a creeper, but, like, it doesn't mean you have to dress like a creeper.
Apparently it does. You know, so, and it helps us to pick him out.
I was just like, what is his outfit? I'm wondering if it was, like, just, like,
track pants. I think it's, like, maybe it's easy access if he wanted to, like, show his junk to them,
you know? Well, you remember the track pants that you would just, you could, like, literally pull off quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, or like the unbuttoned ones.
Yeah,
but I feel like candy canes, that to me says pajamas.
Exactly, it just said candy cane stripes. So
stripes.
But I was like, it kind of said stripes, but it also said candy canes. So I was kind of like, I don't know.
I was thinking like it had printed candy canes on it, and I was like,
why? When I was like reading this, I'm
that's
like,
very
I'm confused.
Like people will notice that, you know?
Yeah, a devil shirt. Like I don't.
Okay, so it was stripes down.
It was stripes down, but it just said candy cane stripes. That's all it said.
So, like,
so I was
red
like,
and white down the
side.
So
I'm like wondering, yeah.
Okay, I was thinking literal candy canes on his pants. Okay,
so
that makes more sense.
Yeah, and she didn't get a really good look at his face, unfortunately. But I'm sure, like, she
probably
didn't
look like a basic dude.
Yeah, she probably didn't know to, like, really watch him, but she did think it was kind of weird, and she, like, heard about the yellow van, saw him running. Mm-hmm. But, like, think about it. She probably didn't know to, like, report his appearance until he was, like, at the yellow van. She was right. Probably like, oh, my God. But I think that's really great that they got, you know, something.
Yeah.
Then reports came from Omaha and Denver, and I said, hello, black phone.
Okay.
And, yeah. And it just kind of, like, reminded me of that. And I kind of wonder, because, like, what I read, there wasn't too much. So, obviously, like, I'm going into a lot of different things. But it kind of made me wonder if the black phone maybe played off of this.
Totally.
Because, like, think about...
Well, he was a magician.
If you haven't seen Black Phone, please just skip ahead, like, a minute or two. But, yeah, he's, spoiler like, alert. He's... This movie's great, so please see it. But, like, yeah, he's the magician. He's got, like, the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, you
In
know...
In the van.
And he does the clown voice, like, he does the whole, like, oh, hello, kid.
Oh, so creepy, yeah.
Yeah, and he kind of, I don't know, he's really creepy.
He tries to, like, earn their trust.
Yeah, and he, like, throws kids into his van, and the main kid who you follow, who is a fantastic actor,
oh my
I'm
God,
not
yeah.
even gonna lie. Like, both the kids in that movie were so great, but he kind of, like, throws them in the van, and, you know, and you see the kid, he's, like, they, like, spray something in his face. It's like chloroform or something. And then he wakes up in the guy's basement. And it was just kind of like, when I was like reading this, I was like, oh my God, it's exactly like the black phone.
Yeah.
So this wasn't widely reported, but I'm wondering if like somebody did some research and they're like, oh, that would be like really great to use.
Right.
But yeah, so it was kind of like, I wondered if that was their basis for it.
I bet there's a lot of similar points.
Yeah, definitely. Like the creepy guy. I mean, but he was a magician, not a clown, so.
There's a huge difference.
There's a big difference. He also owned two, okay, sorry, really quickly. He was a part-time magician, and this movie took place in the 70s.
Yeah, it was, like, 78.
And he owned two houses, and I have to tell you, like, we enjoyed the movie, but, like, me and Danae, like, went to the bathroom afterwards with, like, we're like, wait there. And then me and Danae were like, big takeaway. Part-time magicians in Denver were able to own two houses in the 1970s. And we were laughing because we're hilarious. So, so then the last report was like the last week in May, 15 reports came in Pittsburgh.
15. So he's just really going all over, or unless it is someone
it,
totally
that's
different.
Where it kind of says like in Pittsburgh there were two guys.
What if it's like a underground pedophile clown club and they all fucking do this?
It kind of makes you wonder,
right?
Because it's like it could be one guy, but it also like but I don't know if the reports are different enough that it's two yeah. different people.
And maybe they like share their like tips and tricks on like how, like, what time to go.
Like, well, and, like, a knife didn't work for me, so bring a machete or a sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So none of these kids, though, so far have gotten in the van or no one's been kidnapped that we know
Not
of?
Not that we know of.
Okay. Okay,
but
good.
But it's, like, really creepy because, like...
Still creepy.
Like, parents aren't seeing this.
Yeah.
That is so scary and that is so well thought out that you're hiding this well enough that parents aren't seeing it and it's just targeting children. That is so scary. Like, at least in 2016, I say this like it's a good thing. At least in 2016, this wasn't just targeted at kids. This was targeted at everyone. So I just think there's an extra layer of creepiness when it's just targeted at children. Like, that is so molestery. I can't even handle it.
Well, and we have, like, Ring doorbells. And, like, there's so much more now that I think it would be a lot harder to get away with.
But after 15 reports, like, the cops were sick of it. And they were like, you know, they're like, this is stupid. So they had canine units and they armed kids with clubs, which I'm like, smart, but also dumb.
Clubs?
They're like, if you see a creeper,
just hit him in the balls.
Yeah, exactly. Which I'm like, smart, but dumb also.
Now they're just going to hit each other.
That's what I'm like. Kids are told to hit somebody. They're going to be like, who? And I'll do it now. And they're like, no, no, just like a creeper in a van. And they're like, I hit my best friend. And they're like,
no.
No, also don't do that. But it just kind of made me laugh. So that was the end of May. And in June, it just got worse in Pittsburgh. And it went from just clowns. It was just costumes in general.
I don't like that.
I know.
Like, with masks and shit?
Yeah.
No, I don't like
that. There was, like, a blue van and a rabbit, and it just went nuts and crazy.
Just, like, something about masks. Like, I think clowns is, like, creepy-ish. But, like, masks? I don't know. Like, I just think of, what's that movie with the Strangers or whatever, where they all have, like, a different weird mask?
Yeah, The Strangers and The Purge.
I
don't really, like, care for The Purge. I think it's kind of, like, lame, but I'm also, like, their masks are so creepy because they're, like, people's faces, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So there was, like, a blue van and rabbit, and also the vans were different colors, so that's also what makes me wonder if it was different people, but, like, you can change the color of your van. And then my favorite pairing, there was a Spider-Man, a gorilla, and a clown. And they tried to get a boy into the car, and there was just, like, 15 reports a day.
Wait, there were three men trying to get one kid into a van? Oh, that's terrifying.
That was actually reported.
Oh, my God, that's really scary. And the kid,
thank God, got away.
Yeah.
But there were 15 reports a day all the time, and it was just... Parents said their kid came home and told them this happened. Again, no parents are seeing this. And then it just stopped.
Again, that's so
abruptly.
Weird.
Abruptly. Like, it was like May or like April for sighting. May it ramped up in different areas. And it wasn't the same spot. And then it went in Pittsburgh and it went like crazy. And then it just stopped.
So it was all in the months of April and May?
In of 81? June. It, like, the first sighting was in May.
Okay.
Or April. Uh-huh. And then it ramped up in May, and then it really ramped up in June, and then it just stopped.
Weird.
But
that's
like
so weird.
What makes me really sad is, like, these kids had to have been traumatized.
Yeah, for
there's
sure.
No way they were not traumatized. But the media really never reported it widely. Like, it was, like, reported, like, they did tell kids to be careful, so it was reported, like, in Boston, and, you know, people talked about it. But it wasn't, like, to the media, because I don't think they wanted to, like, freak people out.
Yeah.
And then Coleman, who I would say was one of the sources, The Mysterious America, didn't report about it until 1983. And then it became kind of bigger news. Hmm. But they didn't want to cause a panic.
I mean, I guess I can see that, but at the same time, like, people need to know.
People absolutely need to know. Because, like, I love kids and everything, but, like, kids are dumb. They are. Like, oh, candy? Oh, I've been nice to adults before. Like, you don't know.
Well, they're just so innocent.
Yeah. And, like, think about it, too. Like, as a kid, I'm sure you were like, oh, an adult told me to do this, I should do it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's good to a certain extent, but, like, not when the person's a stranger.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just kind of, like, ramped up, was really creepy, traumatized tons of kids, and...
And then just ended.
Yeah, and they kind of wondered, like, what started this, and I'm thinking just, like, molesters being molesters.
Maybe, you know, molesters gonna molest.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Like, it's just so bizarre that it's, like, all the same... thing all across the country, like, it, I don't know, I
and
still
just
think
children,
yeah, I think they have a,
and unfortunately
a creepy...
the clubs didn't get to be hit,
yeah,
like, they didn't hit anyone with the clubs that, like, was a molester. So it just kind of, it's scary because the person was, and I hate using the word smart because, like, you're a fucking creep, but, like, was smart enough to never get caught by adults.
But I think it's also, like, it probably isn't that hard. But, like, if you don't have a job and you just, like, observe your neighborhood for a week and notice when the kids are out and notice whose parents drop them off at the bus stop, whose parents walk them there, whatever, I feel like it wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, like, the closest thing was that lady.
Like,
that
what else is he doing?
On the corner.
He obviously has
no job.
Job or, yeah. Like, I don't know, has a lot of time to dedicate to kind of, like, making a just game
plan. Traumatizing poor children.
Yeah, that's so creepy.
I just love that the parents trusted the kids. Like, yeah. I can't say that enough because, like, I feel like kids just nowadays, like, I mean, I'll trust my nieces, but they say some crazy things sometimes. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I, like, think about it. I was like, oh, that was interesting. I don't know if that's true or not. Probably not. I can't even think of a good example, but there's been some stuff. So a point Amanda made that was really smart is, because, like, Amanda and I were talking about, like, I was like, who's your favorite clown? And just, like, stuff like that. And I was like, and you can't say Pennywise because I'm weird.
She's your coworker that told you about this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So she was like, oh, yeah, like, we'll talk about it. So she kind of brought up a really good point. I didn't really watch this season. I watched, like, one of the episodes and it didn't draw me in. But American Horror Story, they had the freak show.
Honestly, I watched, like, the first season of American Horror
American Horror Story.
Yeah, that one. I watched, like, the first season of it, and I was like, this is a bit much. It was, like, kind of triggering, because, like, the guy kind of reminded me of, like, an ex-boyfriend, and it was, like, I don't know. It was just, like, triggering.
I don't like that.
And I was like, no, I don't like this, so I didn't really watch any of the other ones. Except for there was one. Yeah, Roanoke.
Everyone says that's the worst one. What? I liked it. Back off. I loved it. I watched the hotel one.
I didn't watch that one either.
You're not missing out. Oh. They threw too many... I love Lady Gaga. Okay, everyone shut up. Calm down.
Who? What?
Lady Gaga was in that season.
Oh, I want to watch the one with Stevie Nicks. The Coven or whatever.
Okay, we're going to plan that out and watch that. But anyway, so this one... Wow, we got derailed. Sorry, hotel was weird and they did too much to make it weird. Anyways, so there was like a character called Twisty the Clown and he only messed with children. And Amanda kind of, like, brought that up. And I
need
like,
to see a picture of Twisty the Clown.
Twisty the Clown is very creepy. But Twisty the Clown only was, like, a killer, but, like, not on purpose. Was just, like, didn't know.
Not on purpose? How are you, like...
Twisty had mental issues.
Oh,
was, like,
okay.
But Twisty was, like... But that's, like, what comes out at the last episode. Amanda's, like, telling me, and I'm, like, I didn't watch that, but...
Okay. I think of that... Oh, my God, no. Absolutely not. He's so scary.
Oh my god. I know.
Look how scary he is.
Oh, I looked up. I was like,
oh no, I don't like that. Like, my heartbeat is racing. What the fuck? Ew, I don't like that. No. Okay, I take it back. Clowns are fucking scary.
That one. But Twisty didn't was like only but Twisty was like trying to play with kids. So yeah. And that is the story of the 1981 Phantom Clowns.
Oh, well, that's terrifying.
That's really scary. It's,
I'm really...
There's an extra layer because it was targeted at children, like, the most innocent.
Well, yeah.
That's what was really scary because, like, I'm like, clowns, like, we've all heard about 2016.
Sure.
And Amanda was like, well...
But all of, like, so many different reporting, so many different, like, reports that it was happening and not... One person was ever suspected or, like, taken in for a question. Like,
it's very likely that this person is still, like, alive. Like, the 80s were 40 years ago, but, like, think about it. If it was, like, a 30-year-old, which I'm assuming 30 or 40-year-old, I mean, they're 70 or 80, so.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
That's really scary.
I just don't like that it was targeted at kids. Yeah. But, like, regardless, like, yes, this was in the 80s, but, like, people... Tell your kids stranger danger. It's very important. Like, I know you'll see somebody at the store and you'll be like, say hi to them. But, like, it's good if your kid is not super friendly. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. So.
Wow. That was fucked up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I screamed when I saw Twisty. I was not expecting that.
We'll edit it to, you know, just, like, lower down
the volume. We'll lower down the volume.
I was just paying attention.
I know. It, like, definitely peaked on the volume. Whoops. scared the shit out of me.
When we're editing it, be like, picture up, this is why. And then everyone would be like, makes sense. Like, but yeah, I just think that's so scary. And, you know, it's just kind of like, it wasn't like an isolated incident. We're like, wow, the 80s were a crazy time. It's like, well, this was happening. But I mean, at least the ones in like the later, like the more recent ones, like they're not just targeting kids. They're just being weird.
Yeah.
I can't say I know anyone who was involved in that, so.
Gross. Oh my god.
It's probably like a win for me that I don't know anyone that was doing that, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, well, anyways. You can go follow us on Instagram at MysteriousMavensPod. Just that is our username. We also have a group on Facebook that's MysteriousMavensPod as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Join that. We don't have a lot of members, but I don't think a lot of people use Facebook too much, but we want to get...
We kind of did it because it was like, I don't know.
I know
I think
a lot
you're
of people
supposed to
Facebook.
But I don't even really use Facebook.
But yeah.
But if you use Facebook...
I use Facebook.
Then like join our group and we'll post stuff. We'll make sure to post stuff on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can also...
We just need a better following before we do that, so... Yeah.
Send us your stories at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions, if you have any good books, like Kim's coworker who found a good...
Yeah, in Humanoids. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that she has that. And she's like, it's always at my desk. And I'm like, thank you for being yourself.
Recommendations on stories, recommendations on some really good self-care stuff that you've been doing.
We are always open to hearing new self-care tricks. And
let us know. Soup recipes. Send me your soup recipes.
Oh my gosh. Also, I can't eat beef or cheese. So if you have any really good recipes that don't involve either of those things, please send them my way.
Or seafood. She can't eat seafood either.
I can't eat seafood, beef, or cheese. Thank you, Danae. I need you to be around me always.
You're welcome.
But yeah, if you have good stuff that does not take any of those, and I know cheese is usually like something you add at the end, but please send recipes for those kinds of things.
Soup season. All right, friends. Take care of yourselves. And we will see you, hear you. You will hear us next week.
We will
I was
see
like,
you,
neither of those.
Oh, also, we have a website, too. MysteriousMavensPod.com.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was like, so. We can't forget that. So.
Okay.
All right. Bye.